in the National Football League, otherwise known as the No Fun League.
Lisa Marie, you're on Sportsnet with Parker and Amen.
Hi, this is Lisa Marie from New Boston. Hello, Rob and Mark. Yes, Parker, you took the words out of my mouth. The National Football League is going to be turning into the No Fun League.
No doubt.
We have a lot of female fans, and they're going to lose their female fans in a minute because it's pure entertainment when you see them dance after they do a touchdown, get their touchdown, and the dunking of the football over the goalpost. That's pure entertainment. And if you read some of the posts on Facebook, the fans are furious. They need to rethink it. They should probably not eliminate it altogether. Maybe if they're going to maybe eliminate it, maybe just wait until the playoff season to have it, and if they win the Super Bowl, but not just eliminate it altogether.
Lisa, that very well said. I totally agree with you. They don't understand the fans. I think the league is so backwards, and they do so many things that make no sense to me. I mean, the other one, I'm sorry. The whole eliminating the N-word, how in the world are you going to police that? It's just way too much stuff going on, Lisa. I don't like it.
It's going to be a penalty for everything. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they go out there and they play hard. They play a good game. I think they have the right to do something. I mean, as long as it's in good taste, they're not doing anything to harm the fans or the other players. So, hey, I think we should all write a letter.
Roger Goodell, that's right.
You know, we're back to this again, Rob. Why are the women always the most...
they always make sense.
Right on. I guess that's
right
life.
On the money.
I guess, Lisa Marie, that's kind of life, isn't it?
Hey, Lisa Marie, make sure you let everybody know that Park and the Man's back on the fan.
I already put you on my Facebook page. I already liked your page. I already shared it with others. Matter of fact, I actually put a question to you on your Facebook, to your personal Facebook page, Rob, so you'll see it regarding the NFL. And I said, well, you don't have to answer it. I'll just call in tonight, which I'm calling in. So
okay.
You don't have to answer. Okay.
I got it.
Good
All
stuff.
Right. Thank you, Lisa Marie.
I got a new score tally for you from Columbus. The Jackets have just scored. I think it was Atkinson, but
they had a review because the goal came off the
mooring
right.
thing. And
but it was in. No,
it
I looked in. It looked in to me. I saw
right.
the replay.
3-2. You say no goal. Matt says no goal.
No goal. They looked at it. It was a goal. They gave it a goal.
Then why do you think they gave it to him?
They had the replay. They looked at it. No, that puck was going in.
The refs are blind tonight.
Oh, is that three blind mice? Three blind mice.
3-2 Blue Jackets.
All right. 248-848-1130 Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Sorry.
On the what's tonight? Tuesday night.
And don't forget all the platforms. You can watch us on ParkerTheMan.com, and you can watch us on PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Yes, watch us. We're that good looking.
Look what I'm doing, drinking water. Have you? I mean,
well, it's better than the booze you used to drink, man.
You
used to drink. Yeah, you're getting messed up in these.
Oh, stop.
Hell to pay. Is that C-Note?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up there, C-Note?
Hey, I am so happy for you, Parker and the Man. It is so refreshing, and this is the best fresh air I've gotten. I want to just say one thing. I've been listening to the show the whole night. I disagree with the guys that got on going you, Mr. Parker, right, about some statements in the day because they didn't bring out the real good stuff where you made, you know, stuff with Wayne Fonts or whatever. If they want to get controversial, say something that you say, not a parody. But anyway, we go from there. Hey, if you can't get fired, you can't get hired. Coaches get fired and hired every day. I'm so happy you here. But what I want to talk about, something funny, when you were talking about the rats in Joe Louis.
Right.
What would happen if they tear down City Hall? How many rats gonna run to the river then? Oh, that's right. They had the rats running.
Yeah, but the only difference is...
I'll call back to C-Note.
But C-Note, the only difference is those rats will be wearing suits and get into their cars and leave.
Or orange jumpsuits. By the way, you know how long... Hey, C-Note, you know how long we were off the air?
Yes.
Last time we talked to you, you were just a 20.
No.
Come
no.
on.
Very nice.
C-Note was just a 20.
20, but now he's a C-Note.
Now he's a C-Note. Get it? See? That's $100.
Well, I got
yeah,
you.
It had to be just 20. You remember the when they ran, they made it like you didn't like his daughter or whatever. I mean, when you have a good show, I'm not
C-Note, don't
there.
C-Note.
I'm
you know what? C-Note, don't worry about it. I know. I see. You know, C-Note, you know everything that's ever happened to me. But you know what's all right? It's all good because I'm still standing. I'm always going to tell you the honest truth. I'm never going to back
start
down.
Singing the Elton John tune.
Okay? I'm never going to be different. I'm the same guy I've always been.
Sing the Elton John tune, Rob.
Still listening. That's the thing.
I'm still standing.
I appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm right on it. I heard when you came on the what's-the-name show last week saying you're the show, you were parking the man. I was like, I'm going to be right on this show when I was. I've been waiting, and I'm happy, but I always watched you on TV, on the TV when, you know, Cali and all that, when they ran you out here. But I'm glad you're back, man. Well, we need you.
I appreciate that so much. It means a lot, man. And you don't know C-Note and different people marking a supermarket. You know me. I'm a guy around the town. And people have said so many nice things about us coming back and wanting to hear us and, this is way too overdue and all this other stuff. Nice stuff. It makes you feel good.
It's last call time, if you can believe it already.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it?
Is it?
If Jim Reed is listening tonight, is it? What's that from?
I don't know, but he used to say
is
all the time.
It?
One of our former producers. What about Baby Stacy? She never called.
No,
Baby Stacy, where are you?
Where's Ron? Why doesn't Ron call us?
Ron didn't call.
Who else we got? Well, Flounder is down in Indy. I tried to say this yesterday. Flounder is. I've had people ask me, what happened to all your crew? Flounder's in Evansville, Indiana, doing morning radio.
Flage is in suburban Chicago.
Married with a kid, right?
That's one right.
Kid?
Yep. Gavin is in Toledo.
I heard there's a chick involved there, too.
Yep, and he's doing sports radio in Toledo.
All these guys with their chicks. What's up with that?
They should have chicks. They're young guys. What do
chicks.
You mean? Yeah, have chicks.
We have some chicks.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Have some chicks.
When I was young, I was married.
You had chicks.
I had chicks. You know that. I'm old now.
What do you got now?
I don't know.
You got nothing.
Hello, Deb. Hello. just...
If you start using this platform to make a play.
I'm not making a play. Hello.
Swear to God.
Hey. Hey now.
Hey now. All right, last call time on Sports Night with Parker and Man.
I'm shaved up. I'm all right. You know, my hair's looking all right, not too white.
And you're on the TV?
I'm on there. Okay, we're good.
Still 3-2 Blue Jackets. All right, whatever you got, bring it one more time. Last call time on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130. WDFN, The Fan, Mark and Rob, 248-848-1130.